He lost his fucking voice. He fucking on tour, bored, about to fucking kill himself, fucking loser.
What up? This is Brown Bag Culture.
Shut.
The last edition, the last supper, the last bag
of the Mohicans,
of the Madeos. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Shut.
You better believe it.
You already know who it is.
Charlamagne the God.
I farted.
God damn. It smells.
It's stanky.
It's stank. I'm in an enclosed space with this man.
Deadass, you my fucking dude. You my fucking favorite dude.
We did not fuck with each other
at all.
And then when I put out Cherry Bomb and he put out his other shit,
I want to take that.
This nigga said, I don't want to go on tour unless I tour with Tyler.
That's cute.
I remember saying instantly, because I'm so edgy, fuck that shit, I ain't touring with that nigga.
He was acting like a little bitch.
Long story short, we end up touring, and this nigga put a fucking fire on everything I was making and sparked some new shit and just made me feel way better music.
Where are you from? How'd you get into this? We're Smoke Perp and Lil Pump. We're from Florida, South Florida, like South Miami, Florida. And we're just ignorant.
Yeah.
And you guys recently moved to LA. Why'd you decide to move out?
Ignorant.
Because it's
savage,
lit out here. Shit. I mean, I wanted to always get out of there. I don't know about you. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to always get out of there. And that was partly for my career, too. So.
Man, fuck Florida.
What was working with Ronnie J like for you? Lit. I started working with him like last year.
Lit.
Was it something about his beats that just clicked with you, or what about his style? Yeah, I mess with his beats. He's hot. He's one of the best producers out of Florida.
Yo, he's really hot.
Where did y'all first meet? I forget. When did you two meet? We met like a few years ago in Florida. I got down for a few years. And you're a few years older than Pump? Yeah. You were rapping first, right? Yeah, I dropped a few songs, and then I was like, yo, just, I told him to do that, that he could do it. Then he recorded at my crib. What was some of the first tracks you recorded?
I don't know.
Lil Pump, Elementary.
That song is so awful. It's a bad song.
I've been trapping since
Elementary.
And so what's life like for you now, guys, with tour coming up? Yeah, tour coming, everyone messing with us, the bitches messing with us. Messing everyone's hoes. All the thoughts.
This man.
Is it to the point now where you can't really walk around with fans mobbing you and stuff?
Yo, Smoke Perp is a bitch.
He's so cool, bro.
He's such a bitch. Yo, play that clip of him going like 70, man.
Stop it.
Why can like the most bitch ass people in rap get in the most fights?
Yo, what up, bro?
Security. Shut the fuck up.
Are you done talking?
I love Russ.
Yo, Russ.
Are you done talking? Hey,
Russ. Yo, my dude, you're gonna love this one.
Okay, I'm ready. This is a mind melter. Already.
Keep it real, man. Rugged interview. What's going on?
It's good.
The gamer tag.
Chillin' dude 829.
Good. Now, what do you think about this event?
This event is amazing.
Yo, this event's amazing.
Nintendo, I love this event. Shout out shit is dope.
One time for Nintendo.
Pour one out for Nintendo.
You don't like it.
I like Snake. I like Mega Man. I like Pokemon Trainer. I don't like like Fox.
I don't like Fox. I don't like Inkling.
Hate the character. Fuck Inkling. It seems like a broke ass. Inkling might be good as shit in a bad way. So, and then, like.
Really, that just translates that, like, he's a technical character that's good, and he just doesn't have any technical ability.
Cloud, Baio, they seem a little chic. They seem a little ridiculous. So, that's a chic. I don't like.
Maybe, like, a long time ago.
I like the fact that it's faster than Smash 4. It's definitely faster.
Yo, what up? My name's ChillinDude829. I'm here for a live interview.
What up?
Yo, so I was talking to my man M2K, and he was like,
"The boy,
you know what, Chillin' Dude? You have a real problem.
An attitude problem.
You have an attitude problem. Let's fix that."
What did he say?
And he said, "Hey man, let's analyze that.
Let's analyze that, man. That's right. Yo, play the. Yo, I got something queued up for everybody. Just want you to know."
You ever gas pump a bitch? You ever put a Henny bottle in a bitch ass and just let that shit float there? Let the Henny flow through the body, you know what I'm saying? In the bloodstream, through the asshole. You put the Henny, you plug it up.
In the bloodstream. He's playing.
I did put his hand in the bitch ass, though. I heard it takes effect faster. I don't know. I did it. Okay. Bitch, you want his hand? Bet. It's going in your ass, though. Fuck you're talking about. Yes, it's really sad. I gotta drink my lean out of straw because I got my teeth whitened today and I can't drink dark soda for 24 hours.
That's so.
So,
fuck, here I am.
Travesty.
Drink fucking Sprite, you idiot.
I really used to fuck with Samurai Jack. I fucked with Foster Song for Imaginary Friends. I fucked with Cheese. Was that his name?
Yo, Cheese.
That nigga was wild.
Yeah.
And now that I look back, that nigga was probably off like the Xan or the Perk all the time, running around and shit looking for food.
This man has a quadruple cup.
I fuck with Cheese. Shout out Cheese. That was his name, right?
That's crazy. Why you gotta do that?
That's not even insulated.
What the hell?
And Will, that nigga was definitely off his hand. His eye was always.
Dude, he just broke the two, just, three.
That boy was off the. That boy was off it.
Woohoo!
I fuck with Curtis the Cowardly Dog, but Houston, I always wanted to beat his ass. Always wanted to beat Houston's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch. Nigga, Houston, if you watching this shit, you owe me my fade, bitch. You scary. SmackDown versus Raw. What's that old ass Nintendo 64 game? I don't even know how I had this. Is it Diddy Kong Racing? That shit.
Diddy
fire.
Kong Racing.
That shit. What else?
How you going? My name's Anthony Castle. Welcome to my workshop.
I know about
and today I've set some time aside this morning to show you all how to do a dovetail and do it pretty damn good. So.
When Black Ops came out,
I've got bits of offcuts here. At the moment, I actually don't need to make a draw for anything, so I've just got these offcuts.
Because I had an Xbox.
And actually, it probably wouldn't be a bad thing. We can go over draw construction.
I never played like NFL games.
So
I like NBA.
These,
yeah,
2K.
I had like most
and
of the 2Ks.
Typically, with your draws, if it hasn't got a false front, you'd have your front piece would
Def
be
Jam.
Thicker. So in this case, I've
hello,
got it to
Schweizer Rundfunk.
That shit was wild.
20 mil.
Hello,
Frauenfeld.
Whoever had a game.
Grüezi, salut.
What was that one?
Just
that
basically
Also das schönste Kompliment, was ich hier bekommen habe, so diese komischen so. So, hey, ich mag's, wie du stinkst, ich mag's, wie du riechst. Meine Superkraft wäre, dass ich jeder Mensch sein kann. Schönste Kompliment, was ich jemals gesagt habe, das Herz gerade schaust geil aus, Alter. Mein Lieblings-Tatuierung ist das da, die. Ich habe mir eine Tattoo-Maschine bestellt und ich bin in meinem Kinderzimmer noch damals so down. So, das Tattoo, ich mach mir das selbst. Und dann fahre ich mit meiner Mutter hinein. Und die Tür auf, schau mich nur so an. Ich würde gerne die Fähigkeit haben, Menschen zurückzuholen, die von uns.
However, to the moon. You like, I tend to do this as
to the moon.
Like a swirly thing.
That's one of my favorite songs. Six. Well, To the Moon is one of the realest songs I ever wrote. Six Rings is one of my favorite songs I ever made. Every night I'm out on drugs, I think I can get it now. Du hast gedacht, ich mache Spaß, aber keiner gelacht. Sieh dich mal all die Waffen sind scharf. Hey, was hast du gedacht? Noch vor ein paar Jahren hab ich gar nichts gehabt. Alles geklappt, ja, ich hab es geschafft. Hey, was hast du gedacht? Bringst deine Alte zu einem Live-Konzert mit und danach fließt sie unterm Beifahrersitz. Hey, was hast du gedacht? Jeder muss für seine Taten bezahlen. Doch bis dahin, Digga, mache ich schnapp. Hey, was hast du gedacht? Sie fragen, Jesus, ist das echt, was du rappst? Und alleine für die Frage gibst direkt mal ein Brett. Bring deine Alte mit, sie wird im Backstage zerfetzt. Ganz normal, danach landet dann das Sextape im Netz. Jeden Tag ein Problem, das Milieu ist mein Leben. Man kann nicht sehr viele Möglichkeiten wählen. Mach weiter. Entweder langt es für ein schönes, reiches Leben. Und wenn nicht, ist check die Lösung für Probleme. So einfach. Runden im V8 sind hier mein Fitnessprogramm. Alles unter 100k ist für mich nicht interessant. Fahr zur Hölle oder friss meinen Schwanz. Egal. Dieser Party treibt mein Business voran. Du hast gedacht, ich mache Spaß, aber keiner gelacht. Sieh dich mal all die Waffen sind scharf. Ey, was hast du gedacht? Noch vor ein paar Jahren hab ich gar nichts gehabt. Alles.
Germans are way cooler than that, bro. Look at the sound of music.
That's what you wanna do. I can say this shit like.
You say that look at the sound of music to show how cool Germans are.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Was
that word?
That's about Nazis.
As he came through. And then, you know, I did what it does and I do what it do. When I do what it do, what I do happens. Turn on T. You need a lot. You brought that game.
This is what I'm doing.
I mean, him was always around, so like, you know.
I wish, man.
You know, back in the day, he was really more gangster. Now, he really brought a lot of gangsta into the game. He brought gang shit, right? Like, but it doesn't have to be like a big ass gang. He just brought gang shit into the game. Like, you know, him and Squad, like, you know what I'm saying? G-Unit shit, like, you know what I mean? Gorilla,
oh my god, this is
Hogan.
Shout
out to the boys.
Even if I saw a fucking bootleg album, like, I'll buy that shit. Like, I fucked with 50. Like, I'm a fucking fan of 50 Cent, I swear to god. 50 Cent was my favorite rapper growing up. I swear to god, 50 Cent. Yo, I bought every fucking album, bro. Right, to the fucking Massacres and the Richard Dicon, fucking Back from Lacey. Like, fucking every G-Unit album, nigga, I had that shit, boy. Fucking talk about, I smell pussy. Nigga, what nigga I heard, nigga, he was my favorite rapper, I swear to god. I'm not.
So this is the refinery.
You gonna play the Beverly Hillbillies theme song. Play the Andy Griffiths theme song.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Ill Cream TV back with another video, man. This is for all my waivers, all my future waivers. You know, I'm a future waiver. I'm not a waiver yet. I'm gonna show y'all how to tie y'all do-rag in the front or to the side like a Ski Master Slump God. So yeah, let's
Ski
get,
Master Slump God.
When I wanted to learn how to do it, there wasn't too many videos on YouTube, so I was like, you know, I'm a YouTuber, why not make one myself? All right, I got the silk.
A good mindset.
The silk. I got a red one and a purple one. I'm about to get some more though. But yeah. Take them like this. On your side, it might be. This
you
might
following?
Be left to you, but this is my right.
I can't see.
Viewers, can I get a one in chat if you're following?
Take this one.
Keep it flat though, because you want to keep it flat across the front of your hairline. Keep it flat all the way.
These waves are baking.
Already, I know they're beautiful. I just
keep my jaw straightened out. Keep it flat like this. Put it over, basically. Now, most people, they're going to do it, you know, they're going to tighten this back up from the back, pull it back, and they're going to do it like this. But if you want to do it like ski mask, just like that.
But if you want to do it
like ski mask, take your other one, you keep it right there, you don't even wrap it around like that, you just stop it right here.
So I'm wrapping it around.
If you got a preference, you can put it up higher, put it up lower,
roll it out,
just like that, just as if you were doing it back.
But what actually happened was, all this shit over here became real strong.
That's so funny. I only see people that look like that.
So now I'm knocking down, getting no tape fade, and I can do the process again.
I'll tell you, hopefully these just keep going that way.
That's my experience, though.
It's like
the way
every
wrap around.
This is
Ace of Fades.
I'd say like this for the most part.
I apologize. I'm just better get home. It's the next day already. You know, I just hit the streets a little, running a little fast last night.
Get it back straight how you want it, but yeah, I'm just showing you guys.
So,
kind of like rushing.
The purpose for this AV, or first of all, woofing. Me, for example, you know, I got my hair cut last on May 3rd, which is my birthday.
Yeah.
But I didn't touch the ring.
Really, what do you think about this?
Girls, if you're watching this,
for my birthday?
I think, it's a good look, cute on your birthday.
But I'm not going to hair down every 2 weeks anyway.
You have to look
I don't knock it down every week.
Tied in the front?
And it's like your birthday. You know?
I did it
you
a few times.
You get to touch however you want. It's your birthday. But, like, why do you have to touch this?
We got to fix this.
You know, I think I could dress however I want. I want to wear a suit. I could wear a suit. That's my present to you.
Count millions.
Not bad for a nigga from the mud. I'm a pretty bitch, though. What? On my birthday, looking like I hit the lotto. Free money, free my dogs, out the y'all know.
Yeah.
Got a screen in the picture.
Yeah.
I ain't seen a real nigga, let me demonstrate.
Yeah.
On my birthday, like I hit the lotto. Free money, free my dogs, out the y'all know.
Who was that?
Yo, that was on my birthday, by unknown.
I heard that the baddest freestyling MC off the top of his head shit is right hand.
Yo, play some like actual rap battles.
Make some noise for my man J to the ROC, live and direct with Detroit Velvet School. Here live for you, so yo, J Rock.
This man's wavy.
That's crazy.
This is a story about some shit that happened.
You think that dude's like that now?
Here we go, 1, 2.
Set it right
in the Trailer Park Boys.
Playing with my shit, but hold that thought. Ooh. Before you disrespect J-R-O-C, it could happen to you, cause it happened to me.
Ooh.
Check this shit out.
Come on.
Check it out.
J-Rock.
The situation broke out when I spoke too much bud. Reached in my drawers, pulled out my butt. Bust open a jar of petroleum jelly. Started thinking about Donna and Nikki.
It's shiny.
Come on, I was hitting it. We was almost there. Then the door bust open and fuck, my mom's was there.
What?
Don't disrespect J-R-O-C. It could happen to you.
It could happen to me. Yo, I'm gonna break it down. Here's how you get wavy.
Okay, don't
First. You go to buy a do-rag.
Silk, motherfucker.
Silk. Silk E. And then you tie it.
Which way?
Like Ski Mask the Slump God.
About like a Windsor knot.
Only like Ski Mask the Slump God.
About like a whatever the double
I cord. I am Ski Mask the Slump God.
Yo, we have a live interview with Ski Mask the Slump God.
What up? Hey!
Water! Do you think he's ever done something like really messed up? I feel like he has.
I hope so.
I ain't trying to look at him as a role model.
He's so cool. He's so cool, bro. I love Ski Mask the Slump God. He's so cool.
Ski Mask. Have my child.
You know? You know who I love?
Who's that? Ski Mask the Slump God.
No, bro.
Who's that?
No, bro. Who's you know who I love, bro?
Who's that?
tentacles. XXX tentacles.
Elon.
Elon.
XX tentacles, Elon.
Yo. What up? It's my name, XXX Tentation.
They call me Dagger Dick. I like how literally he had like one interview where he made that up and then it became like his whole thing. There we go.
I don't even speak Spanish, lol, featuring Rio Santana, Judah, and Carlos Andres.
Shit,
Matt Carroll, shout out Matt Carroll one time.
Pour one out for Matt Carroll.
X's biggest fan. Yo, he is so cute, though.
Yo.
Yo.
The man cute. What the fuck? God damn it. How am I gonna be able to unlock all these characters, though?
Young Dagger Dick.
Young? You want me to call you Young Dagger Dick?
Young.
You want me to say and call you Young Dagger Dick?
Young Dagger Dick.
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
I have a skinny dick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You feel me? I post pics of my dick every now and then. Like,
do you seriously?
Yeah, no. Yes, bro. Ask these niggas. Stop, ask my fans, bro. When you post, when are you gonna post this?
X, aka Dagger Dick.
Okay. Hey, I like her.
Well, let's talk. Since we talked about how you got your the X name, talk to me about Dagger Dick. Then I'll give you that platform.
All right.
This is for the ladies.
So.
Go in the fucking building, man. A whole lot of this shit, man.
Young Draco.
This right here, Soulja Boy TV, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy Say Cheese. Say Cheese TV. Shout out my boy Sean Kane. You already know the fuck going on. I said shout out my boy Say Cheese. Shout out to Say Cheese and shout out my boy Sean Kane. Y'all know the fuck going on, nigga. Draco in the building, nigga.
Right, most definitely, man. Now, I think we did an interview a little over 2 years ago, man. Mm-hmm. A little over 2 years ago at the other crib. But this crib right here, man, like,
oh, yeah. Woo! Two years later, man, we upgraded,
man. Like, why change the scenery? Because a lot of people like to be inside the city, but, you know, we're on the tip top of the mountain right now. Why change the scenery?
Man, I just feel like that's where I'm at in life, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at in my career. Like, nigga, on top of this shit, you feel me? Nigga, this shit, like, you feel me? Just, like, it's nigga, just hey, real, shows, man, nigga, just like, why I'm in these stages in my career, you feel me?
What you get, Soulja Boy? Bro, man, I got me some bathing.
I got me some bathing, nigga. I got me some bathing. I got me some bathing, nigga. I got me some bathing. I got me some bathing. I got me some bathing.
I got me some bathing. Like you just mentioned 2 years ago, you used to bring.
I got me some bathing. 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 I got me
I got me some bait. But when you did it, and I heard they looked at you like you was crazy when you was doing it.
They looked at me like, oh, crazy. Nah.
People still want to do something. You feel me? That's what
motherfuckers doing to get on.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yo, motherfuckers
doing, like, marketing. Like, you know what I'm saying? They whole shit, following their whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Controversy. And, like, that just goes to show again, boom, they following the blueprint. You did what I'm saying? Just like when I came out with the dancing, what everybody was doing after that. Dance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And after that, came with the pretty boy swag, came with the sweatshirt, and everybody doing the sweatshirt, came with, you know what I'm saying? The vlogs, and everybody want to do that. When I first brought the cameras out, nigga was saying I was the police, bro. Like, I put up on everybody, all the rappers and shit before I got on. And they're like, bro, why this nigga so? Yo, we got a camera. Why he recording all the time? That's some police shit. We don't show this shit. Like, we don't show what we really doing and shit.
I'm gonna say this
now. Not everybody doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's just back to the same thing, bro, that I just ahead of
the
curve.
So it's not like one of those things where, you know, and we're gonna say his name, 6ix9ine, is doing it. I mean, he's beefing with everybody. And when you did it, they said you was on drugs. They said that, you know, he's on crack, he's on coke. But when 6ix9ine does it, he's a savage.
That's crazy. I just feel like they just take shit different from every artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like some records that a certain artist that have dropped, they might not fuck with. But if another artist dropped that same record, it could be a top 10 record. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about everybody take different shit. It's perception, my nigga.
Now, we post you a lot. Would you say Cheese is the most supportive Soulja Boy outlet right now, outside of yourself?
Man, everybody fuck with me, man, but y'all definitely fuck with me. Yeah. Y'all fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I definitely been seeing it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It be hard. Like, I be having a lot of shit on my phone, and I don't really be getting to see a lot of shit. But y'all, I see y'all all the time. Like, y'all shit stay. I be popping up on y'all shit.
Yeah. Because it seems like since you've been back on the blogs, and shit, a lot of people missed the old 2016 Soulja. Like, could we expect that back from you? Cause in the comments it's always, yo, 6'7", 6'9".
He had started his own business.
Okay. Good as new. If that gives you any more problems, you let me know. And then... Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. It started gradually. $60. I would be able to control it. You know, when I was at the customer's house. And then when I went outside to the truck, I just belch and belch and belch until I got the pressure off of me. Jeez. It seemed crazy.
Ron's belching gets more frequent.
I'm sorry, babe. I can't help it. I belch for maybe 20. 30 minutes, then I would not belch for maybe an hour, and then it'd start up again. I couldn't sleep. At least one of us should sleep. You know, go out on the front porch.
Shut up!
And wake my neighbors up.
After a series of tests, his doctor has ruled out a bowel obstruction and suggests it's all in Ron's head.
How's it going, guys?
Stop thinking about it so much.
Do not support Nick the Smoker re-uploads.
You can't eat. You can't sleep. What are you supposed to do, you know?
Ron has been belching nonstop for months.
No one has been able to figure out what is wrong with me.
After going to dozens of doctors, the one cure that seemed to work just stopped working.
The belching had come back with a vengeance.
Leaving Ron so desperate, he wants to kill himself.
Should I walk out in front of one of these cars? Just end it all?
When his wife Sue finds out what's going on, she panics and calls 911.
They brought me to the emergency room. They looked over my records. They said, there's nothing we can do for you.
Ron's case is assigned to mental health counselor Lisa Gussin.
Right this way?
Her questions open up a deep reservoir of pent-up anxiety.
He just fit every criteria for anxiety and depression. He fit it to the T.
She diagnoses Ron with a rare form of generalized anxiety disorder combined with clinical depression.
Anxiety stimulates the brain in a certain area, and that's the way that your body reacts to it.
Even though he appeared
to be... It's that time again! Okay, happy Tuesday, everybody. I tried some new colors today. I'm going a little pink. What do you think?
I got me, baby, nays on my feet. And you niggas hurting kicks, purple, yellow, white, like my Kobe Bryant jersey. You ain't never seen these shoes. Then let me tell you something, son. You see how fresh these bitches is? These are not no fucking ones. Step up on the stage with my mouth on froze. Baby Napes on my feet, put the crowd on. On my feet, I know they get mad a little. Ain't rap rocking more colors than the bag of Skittles.
I got me some bathing.
I got it, keep it moving. Step up on the scene, tell the whole star.
You guys ready? I got me some feelings around the rumors. That she and Peter Facinelli divorced because of his faith. She addresses that, and then she also talks about what it's like to live on a farm. Farm!
Stay independent, fuck the strenuous dependence. A lot of y'all
on The View, Regis comes by. Oh, I thought you were talking to me. Regis comes by and talks about his penis. No, I'm sorry. He didn't talk about his penis. He talks about, they end up talking about man dazzling. Has anybody heard of this? When you kind of do a little
bluff and into
decoration
muscle,
on
my bloodlust.
The area downtown for men. Have you guys ever done that? All the time? Oh, okay. One week? Okay, Nick. Do you mandazzling ever? Would you consider mandazzling your penis? You would? No? If a girl liked it? I think it's weird, but if your girlfriend liked it, would you say...
Freshman.
On Access Hollywood Live.
No, just go.
Let me tell you. Three things. Billy Bush, J-Wow, and bikinis. Need I say more? All right, that's it. I've managed to ramble for 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Let's make it good. No, I plug it in out of the computer.
I think we should have a freestyle battle.
I say he won just so Damon gives him $5. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to see it so Damon has to give him $5.
Get the rebound.
I'm the one showing
things.
Bet his dick got warts. Oh, yeah, yeah, and it gets worse. Oh, yeah, I'll make him go in a fucking heart. Yeah. Nothing but a lame. Ain't never get the fame. Boy, he can't even came. He's got early onset erectile dysfunction. I'm going to this luncheon instead of him macking on his girl while I eat my yogurt swirl. Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Right.
Run it back. You ain't ready.
Okay.
You ain't ready.
Spit.
You ain't ready.
Just fucking spit.
I'm waiting for the drop.
Just fucking spit.
I'm waiting for the drop.
Hey, man. Hit it raw.
Where's the drop?
Where's the fucking drop?
Schools on Wheels on Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentor services to students. Grades K through 12.
What?
Impacted by homelessness in Southeastern MA. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive. In school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and you want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@soma.org or visit our website at www.soma.org. Thank you. Yeah. Now I got a real freestyle.
Shit, I thought it was over.
Soldier boy off in this watch me crank and watch me roll. Watch me crank that soldier boy. Superman, cross me soldier boy. Cross me soldier boy. Crank that soldier boy. Now watch me crank that soldier boy.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy in the hood. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that Soulja Boy.
Superman the hood.
Damn, I wasn't ready. I really wasn't. God damn, I got destroyed.
That was the best freestyle I've ever done. I got a better one.
Oh, fucking God.
What's that on that beat? Hope.
Ooh. I stay lifted like Blake Griffin. Ooh. Julian has nice eyebrows. He's quite gifted. He stays on these streets like Matt Carroll in Medford. What a guy.
What a champion. Yo, I can't play Smash. Might as well apply to DoorDash.
Eat ass
in a flash. Yo, I'm not even about the cash. I just want some.
I want to drink out of my flask.
Yeah.
I'm Matt Carroll. Woo. What up?
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
I love Ski Mask, the Slump God. He makes me feel not like a Todd. I stay eating my tots. Ooh. I love it when DeWick has tots.
Yeah.
I love it when DeWick has tots.
Yeah.
I love tots. I love tots. Not the kid kind. I ain't a creeper. What up? My name is Stanley Kneeper.
Stanley Kneeper? What the fuck? Who is that? Oh, Stanley.
Yo. Yo, this man said Stanley Kneeper.
What the fuck?
Yo, let's see. Prison Break star Robert Kneeper accused of sexual misconduct by more than four women.
Yo, do you know that before you
spit? I did not.
That's crazy.
But it makes a lot of sense.
With a name like Kneeper.
This guy looks sus.
It's like the Schmuckers. Jesus Christ,
look at his eyes.
There is no way that dude can't be evil. That dude, he's so suspect.
Yo, everyone in chat, never trust a Kneeper.
Yo, it goes deeper than Kneeper. But yeah. In Minecraft, I'm killing these creepers.
Yeah.
But even you're sheep, bro. You're just sheep. I'm dead, bro.
Yo, free my boy.
Yo, which one? Man, I'm drinking it out.
I try to make a next month tune up, man. Shmurda Shiro.
How much money is that?
Yellow
beats.
And Chewy on some hot boy. Like I talked to Shai C when I boys. Like you seen him twirl, then he drop. And we get them all to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And we be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy with them. Try to run down and you can catch a shot.
That's a good song, bro.
Running through these checks till I pass out.
I know it's hot.
Swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a get up on my
trap house.
I've been selling touches like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the made. Jaja told me flip them feel how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I floss out.
Yo, you ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for this heat.
The smoke.
Do you hear those snares clapping?
I'm like, yeah.
Ooh. 23. Ooh.
Find out and listen. Bounce about to teach us some cellular division.
Mitosis. Chromosomes wrapped tightly. Kinetic cores pulling up to pull us up lightly.
Will it ever stop? Yeah, I don't know. Uncontrolled division, that's cancer.
This disease of division is quite detrimental. It meddles with your genes like my boy Greg Mendel.
These boys are quite unenthusiastic.
Love it or leave it, with the latest expression in the deep rooted way.
Party whiner problem, yo, all
solved. Look at his eyes.
Populations doesn't involve it.
Just your local Chads and Brads in town.
I don't know why, like, manly men wear shorts and all like that. It doesn't make any sense.
I like it.
Now that class is getting going, no sign of campus car must be snowed in.
Bullet, point after point, no breaking. 2 hours straight, nothing but no taking. Out in, spitting out knowledge. Will I get schizophrenia?
Yeah.
College? In airplanes, will my legs clot up? Get up and stretch or die.
My legs clot up.
Cells
enclosed by a membrane, the structure by which organelles are cut.
DNA in the nuclei, ribosomes nearby, studded on the ER neighboring the
gold.
Bodies
shipping and transporting cell products like immigrants were deported.
That was a Corey joke. Bring it back to room 323 AP bio.
Wait, run that back.
Shipping and transporting cell products like immigrants were deported.
That was a Corey joke. Bring it back to room 323 AP bio.
Who's Corey?
Shout out to Corey, whoever you are.
Darwin, the father of evolution, led a revolution against the institution with his contribution.
What? Wait, can you play that? His name's like Isaac McDonald or something. No, wait, now play him.
Yeah, how do I stop belching?
Look up the. Yeah.
I didn't do, but I can understand the reasons why you think that I should. Yeah, I'm white, but I never put your neck in no noose, and I never burnt a cross or hit my face with a hood. You can't just label me racist, cause I'm related to people who did some terrible way back before I was alive. My parents brought me up to treat everyone as an equal. I refuse to feel ashamed cause of my pretty blue eyes. And Nazi, white supremacist, anyone who labels me as that because of my family genetics. The hatred for Caucasians is so pathetic. Go be proud that you're black, but don't hate me for some credit. I'm not the white devil, neo-Nazi, cop trying to pull the trigger. You can call me what you want, but I'd still never say the white race as a whole ain't the enemy. There's racist white people, but
shut
we're far
up,
from
dude.
That collectively.
Shut
white
up. Boy, don't say just that. Think first, a fucking second. You
so this guy has clout because he has face tattoos.
This dude has clout because he's an idiot.
White boy.
I
don't assume that every black's favorite drink is Hennessy. I don't dislike Tanisha because her first name isn't Stephanie. Not only is that wrong, it's a waste of energy. Ivory or ebony, 45 or 17, we all bleed the
same.
I
ain't got no time.
King or Kennedy. They're angry, I'm reciting the facts. He's white and he raps. He stole the culture right from the facts. Okay, he's fire, but we lit the flame. He's siphoning gas. So this corny little honky man, the whitey is whack. You letting history perpetuate the hatred within. And then you paint me with the brush you painted slave owners with. Yeah.
White boy, don't say that. White boy, oh, you so bad.
I don't want to say the N-word.
Oh, God.
White boy.
White boy, white.
Tom McDonald show.
I got a mother, a father, a sister, an auntie, an uncle, and a grandma that I picture when you're openly hating. And God willing, one day I'll have a kid of my own. I refuse to let you blindly hate my wife or my baby, so go ahead and hate the races. I pray for their extinction. If you want to hate the white people, just make the distinction between the ones who want the best for everyone regardless and the ones who build the system just to smother you with hardship. Stop before you say it. I know what you've been thinking. How's a straight white male in 2018? You're making me the villain by demonizing my race for things I didn't do and decisions I didn't make. No one that I call a friend has ever owned a slave, and neither did our dads or our dad's dads. Sakes, acknowledging atrocities were wrongly committed is all that I can offer when I'm wrongly convicted. I would never hate a man for what God gave
him. This man has struggled all his life with racism.
I would never judge a human for the cards he was given or call him lesser than myself because of the race that he's mixed with. White people that you hate aren't your neighbors or lawyers. They're the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Bushes, and Royals. They're the people who monopolized the water and oil and injected your communities with drugs that they spoiled. Got no patience for Nazis. I think they're better off dead. They're fighting hatred with hatred, making the hate more intense. I don't want nothing to do with either side of the fence, so don't blindly attack me for wearing braids on my head. Hate the people who believe you put yourselves in the ghetto. Hate the ones who teach their children you ain't because they said so. Hate the ones who think you're all the same and judge you profusely because the way that you're portrayed on our news and in movies. Being white and being racist aren't the same, man, I promise. No, it's hard to tell the difference if I'm just being honest. I deserve the chance to show you I'm not part of the problem, and you owe it to yourselves. We got so much in common. White boy,
don't say that. White boy, white people are people too. White boy, you wish you were black. White
boy, be a white boy. Because you're like aware that that's what you're doing, that you're just gonna say the N-word and be cool. White boy, doesn't make it like any more.
Yo, this man is so the better bad. Post Malone. Hot take.
Hot take. We should get him like a melee sound effect soundboard. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I go to sleep to the sound of a Luigi uppercut.
Yo, was that like really bassy sound?
Nah. Woo! Oh, is
it? Oh, it's like a cling, right? Yo, Bailey. We got a lot of characters, dog.
What up?
Going way back to that.
Got a lot of characters.
Nice. Wow. That's the pop off. I've
never seen pop off like that. Yo. That's good shit.
I mean, honestly, he really likes his F smash. I can't blame him. As I said, you know, move barely has any end lag, so he's allowed to throw those out. That reminds me a lot of you know, Mennonite's F smash. So got some beginning, but
I love what he did there.
Definitely thought he was gonna try to come out. Okay, nice. Cover both options right there. Luckily for ZD. Oh,
right in the heart, bro. Right in the heart.
He ripped it out, all right? He's ripped it out. He's got to sell it on the black market, and there it is.
Oh, my God, bro.
Dexter, after getting straight.
No, there's this one part where, like he beats the dude, and he, like, gets up, and he's like, yeah. But then he immediately, like, swivels around and, like, shakes the dude's hand. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
It's the last episode of Brown Bag Culture. We out here. Let's play some ska. This has been DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Brownbag Culture. Keep it baggy.
They say the answer's one click away.